And let's get right to this morning's commuter train crash in Hoboken, New Jersey. A New Jersey transit train crashing into the Hoboken terminal around 8:45 this morning, the middle of rush hour. At least we're hearing reports now of 108 injured, one person reportedly dead, according to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. TV footage and photos show a terrifying scene, a collapsed roof, a train car inside the station. Here's an eyewitness speaking with the BBC.
I saw water was coming down from the ceiling. There were people climbing out of the windows of the front car. Many appeared to be injured. Some had blood coming from their, you know, their faces or their limbs. There appeared to be some who were unconscious. It was unfortunately a pretty difficult scene to take in.
And Dr. Ken Garay, the chief medical officer for Jersey City Medical Center, spoke with reporters this morning.
There are three serious patients with orthopedic injuries, some internal injuries, and some deep lacerations. They are being treated by our trauma surgeons as we speak. In addition, there are a handful of other patients who are currently being evaluated for their injuries in the emergency room.
NPR's Jasmine Gard has been at the scene today. And Jasmine, update us. Where was the train coming from? Where was it going? How many people were on it? How much do we know?
Sure. Well, this train, first of all, this happened right in the middle of rush hour, like you said, around 8:45 in the morning. So it was absolutely packed. This is a line that connects much of northern New Jersey. It comes down to Hoboken, and people then get on another train to go into New York City, to Midtown, to the World Trade Center. So this was peak hour, and it was very, very packed.
Yeah, well, several of the area officials have been holding a press conference, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. And here's a little bit from New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
New Jersey Transit is working with the MTA, is working with PATH, is working with the Port Authority to expedite tonight's commute and tomorrow's commute. Because, as the governor said, there's structural damage to the station itself, and we don't yet know how long that damage will take to repair or what the consequence of that damage.
And Jasmine, do we know what caused this? I mean, the AP is reporting that an engineer for a freight company who was in the station when the crash occurred says that he walked over to the first car to check on the train engineer and found him slumped over the controls. This is according to the Associated Press. Do we know what's happened to the engineer and what might have caused the crash?
For right now, we're not speculating on what happened to the engineer and what might have caused the crash. We do know that the engineer operating the train is critically injured, but we've been told that he's cooperating with authorities at a local hospital.
And we've been hearing over the course of the day that equipment that's going to be required of all trains by 2018 was not in this area when this happened. In other words, this equipment that could have possibly slowed down this train was not there. But meantime, this, you know, the lives are most important, but this is a major commuting area. This must be causing a real mess.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, most of New Jersey Transit into Manhattan was absolutely at a standstill. Water transit, ferry, water taxi was available, and they were taking the New Jersey Transit tickets. New Jersey Transit buses were also working. The main concern with the station was the structural integrity at this point. This is an old station, a very beautiful old station on the waterfront, and it did sustain significant structural damage. There is hope that at least PATH trains, which connect much of New Jersey to Manhattan, are going to be able to run back in by tonight to avoid a crazy afternoon commute.
We'll keep an eye on that. NPR reporter Jasmine Gard, thank you.
Thank you.